This is the South Florida Tech Podcast, a weekly show where we bring you the awesome, innovative people building our South Florida tech community. Each week, we'll introduce to you one of the Sunshine State's top business, startup, or tech leaders. Learn about who they are, what they do, and have some fun conversation along the way. This week's sponsor is the Delray Beach Startup Sales Message. In a time where most people don't pick up their phones, text messages have a 99% open rate. Sales Message's two-way texting platform gives you a simple dashboard to send, receive, and manage text message conversations online or on the go. To learn more, go to salesmessage.com.
Hello again. This is the South Florida Tech Podcast, a weekly show where we bring you the awesome, innovative people building the South Florida tech community. Each week, we're introducing you to some of the Sunshine State's top tech leaders, learning more about who they are, what they do, and have some fun conversation along the way. This is, of course, presented by the Palm Beach Tech Association, a nonprofit dedicated to building South Florida into a tech hub. I'm your host, Joe Russo, the president and CEO of Palm Beach Tech. Today, we are so lucky to have Yuha and Joe, the founders of WinCode, joining us. I'm going to introduce them, but they are some of the most awesome, dynamic people. I mean, talk about a power couple for sure. But they have built South Florida's first coding school from the ground up. But they are originally from Finland. They met in high school. They moved to Canada, where they were both working in the sports industry. And that's when Yuha actually enrolled in a coding class himself, and everything changed. They moved to Miami and opened WinCode Academy in May 2014. It was the first coding bootcamp that was actually licensed by the Florida Department of Education. And this year, they are celebrating their sixth anniversary. They have been celebrated as a leader in the South Florida tech community for years. They were the best company culture by Tech.co, startup of the year by the South Florida Business Journal, educator of the year by the Beacon Council. Joe was also named a 2018 female leader in tech by the Miami Chamber of Commerce. And of course, the South Florida Business Journal's 40 Under 40. Oh, and in 2020, she was also an influential businesswoman to watch. I've been watching both of these wonderful people over the past few years as we've worked together to build the South Florida tech industry. Joe, Yuha, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
Yay. It's so great to be here and glad to be with a longtime partner and familiar face, you, Joe, my Joe name part buddy.
Yeah, great to be here. Thanks for having us.
Yes, and I have the E on the end, and as a child, I was always Joe E, so now you could just think of me as Joe E, but without the Y. You know, just make it more complicated as we make it more simple. But tell us more about you guys. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what is WinCode Academy?
Awesome. Wow. I can't believe we're about to celebrate our 6-year anniversary. Just for everyone tuning in, we're going to do something fun next Tuesday. May 5th is our anniversary. So we'll be inviting everyone to that to have some laughs and celebrate. But it's been almost 6 years. We have just over 800 graduates. In 2018, we had a 93% job placement. Almost 400 companies have hired from the program, the majority of which are right here in South Florida. So we have been really fortunate, and we're so grateful to have gotten to know hundreds of incredible individuals who have transformed themselves by getting these new skills, but also working alongside and with and supporting some really incredible companies in South Florida of all sizes, from startups with two people to big corporate companies like, RBI and the Burger Kings, that names that we all know. So that's been a really rewarding journey. And I also just want to, we're going to talk a little bit about it, but obviously COVID has changed everything. WinCode has gone fully remote live. And it's, while that it takes a lot of work and is crazy, I just want to give a huge shout out to, we have an incredible team. And they've done such a great job. And we also have an incredible community that supported us, particularly the WinCoders. So it's been a wonderful, wild, and incredible 6-year journey. So
awesome. And
do you want to talk a little bit about WinCode?
Sure, yeah, I can pitch in a little bit too. But I mean, obviously, WinCode has been like the main driver for what we've been doing, and it's just been really cool. I mean, anytime you hit an anniversary or a milestone, it's fun to look back and just think back on some of the really cool things that have happened. But mostly, it's been around the people and just seeing the tech scene here develop as much as it has been super cool, because it was really early back in 2014 when we started. But more recently, what we've done is just always in the spirit of growing and learning, we launched something called WinTalent, which is our placement services arm. So a lot of companies were coming to us with the request of, you know, I love hiring junior people from WinCode. It's amazing, but it's limited in terms of how many people I can hire, because I also need mid-level and senior people to manage these people, mentor them, and help them grow. And we started realizing that those people existed in our own network, either from the people we were already working with, or more recently, our graduates, some of who have now 6 years of experience. So it's been really cool to come back on that front and help companies sort of not just on the junior level, but help them staff up on the mid-level and senior levels too.
And I guess I was remiss in explaining just that, for those who don't know, I'm taking for granted. If you don't know, WinCode Academy is a vocational training academy. So we train people to become software developers and product designers. That's UX, UI, in an accelerated immersive program. So we are dealing with individuals who want to launch a new career, want to pivot and do a 180 on their career, whatever it may be. But the point being, giving people the education and the practical skills to be in those careers for a long time to come.
Yeah. And I've known so many people actually that have either come through your program, or people who you've had hired and are working with, even still working with. I saw earlier this year, you actually hired Ernie as your head instructor, who has come from a background as leading the Code for Miami Brigade and being involved in startups. And there's always great names associated with WinCode. And that's got to be cool, to come across so many awesome people for so long. I mean, I'm kind of envious of that as an extrovert.
We are, you know, again, the team's been awesome, and the whole community is really cool. Someone once told us when we were looking to move to South Florida and start a training, a technology training academy, they were like, why would you go to Florida? It's a sunny place, shady people, which we laughed at, and our blue eyes twinkled in the sunshine, and we're like, it's going to be great. And I can honestly say it has been great. I mean, of course, South Florida comes with its challenges, but I think something about the startup innovation tech community, we haven't seen the shadiness hasn't been there, but there's been a lot of hard work and hustle, and it's really cool to be part of an emerging ecosystem and be part of building that. So that's really rewarding, and I think there's a lot of like-minded people who are really persistent and dedicated to what they're doing. Just to mention a few organizations we work closely with, you know, like you think about Lab Miami, that's been here forever, where we launched, that continues to support us. Endeavor Miami has played an important role, entrepreneur organization, Venture Cafe, Emerge Americas has been so important for the South Florida community. So it's really cool to be part of it.
Yeah, and I'd mention on the people side too, I think we're so lucky that we're part of a business that has a mission that attracts people. You know, I think Ernie's the latest in a long line of instructors and people we've had that really, like, they want to make a difference, you know. These people have a lot of choice of what to do for their careers and their work, and teaching is not always easy. It can be incredibly rewarding, but it's a lot of work and a lot of preparation goes into it. And it's just great to be surrounded by people who care, you know, genuinely care about the individuals going through the program and are excited about helping people make that change. So it's really, really lucky.
Fun fact, Ernie was actually the first person we ever met when we started researching Miami.
Wow.
So it's been poetic that it's come full circle and now he's on the team.
Yeah. Well, speak of your team and obviously your students. I mean, the last few weeks have definitely been a pivot for you, where you have a wonderful location, in-person education. How have you been able to pivot both on the business side, of course, working with the team, and then from the educational side of working with students during this time when, you know, nobody really can be in the same place?
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, like, we've always really believed in the magic of in-person. You know, it's one of the big advantages that we've had. And a lot of the skills that we teach, it is possible to learn them online through other means, yet people come to us because they know that there's a community, there's instructors, there's a structure, and also the job placement that comes with it are all part of what makes WinCode special. And it was definitely challenging saying, you're not going to be able to be in person anymore. And our team just responded incredibly well. We went from really having no remote infrastructure to having a remote program 72 hours later. And at that point, it was about, okay, it's optional. And then later on that day, it became mandatory because the news kept coming out. And we just wanted to obviously make sure everybody was safe and that there were no potential situations for any of our students or staff to get sick. So I think one of the strengths of having a team that's very tech savvy and tech focused is a lot of our instructors, a lot of our team had already worked in previous lives in a remote setting. So in some cases, going remote was very natural for them. Technology is also an industry where a lot of people work remotely. So a lot of the tools that we were using were also remote ready. So it was pretty quick transition for us. And, you know, we really have worked super hard. And in particular, our team from our product developer to our operations manager to all the instructors, just to maintain the similarity between in-person and online. So a common misconception people have is like, okay, is now WinCode, is it just taped lectures that people are watching and doing assignments on their own time? And what we're doing, that does exist from other schools. What we do is remote live. So basically, it's a live lecture with real people throughout the day. You have TA times and teaching assistant times that are booked, which are over live video. People take over your computer, look at your code, debug the things that you're working on.
It's so real-time learning.
It's as close a replication of the in-person experience as possible. And that's not highly scalable, you know, but it has very high quality. And I think the feedback that we've been getting is great. So while it's been a huge pivot, I think we've been super excited about doing it. And we're going to continue doing it in the future. It's just proven to be an awesome way to make this education available for more people.
Yeah, I think WinCode Remote Live is here to stay. So that'll be awesome.
So I know you guys are just about to celebrate 6 years. Palm Beach Tech is actually about to celebrate 5 in a couple of months. So, you know, we were both kind of getting started around the same time, I would say. When you guys started, you know, that's when we were actually looking at and starting to investigate, you know, starting a tech organization up here. But, you know, the numbers, I think, speak for themselves. Over 800 graduates that have gone through your program. And I mean, that's a really great number. When you start to think about the size of the tech industry and the amount of companies that you were able to educate 800 people, I mean, what does that number mean when you hear that out loud and say, all right, we've done this for 6 years and 800 people are through our program?
Well, it makes me smile. I mean, it's data is always very validating, and that's an important piece of data for us, is just the number of people who are part of the community and gone through the program. And I think for me too, you know, like even now, less so now, but in the beginning, we certainly got the question, can you actually get educated in South Florida in this? And can you actually have a technology career in South Florida? And I mean, the simple answer is yes. And I mean, the facts and the data show that. And just seeing like our early grads, what they've gone on to do now, being mid and senior level, you know, software developers and product designers leading teams and building products that like we all use and interact with. I mean, I can't help but feel so happy and proud of those individuals and just really grateful that we are doing this kind of work with an awesome team. So for me, the number means happiness and validation for them and for us that it is possible to do it here. And I know we've been saying this for a long time, but you know, every city and every area is going to need to have a tech ecosystem of its own, right? Like everything is tech enabled. So to educate, train, and hire locally means building sustainability. And that's going to be important because we can't continue. There are only so many senior developers and product designers out there, and the demand is huge. So that's not going to change. And I love that we're seeing more sustainable efforts here. And when I say sustainable, I mean people are choosing South Florida from the individuals getting educated and staying to start their careers. But also we're seeing some larger companies have really progressive hiring practices. I already mentioned RBI, but they're a great example of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would mention on that too. I mean, the first thing that comes to mind for me is like a flood of faces. You know, there's so many people that, you know, you think back to from the early days, but also more recently, that just really amazing to see people's career progression. And I think one of the things when we first started, you know, code schools were really new, not just in Florida, but around the kind of proven about how would it look long-term for people. And I think it's really amazing to look back at some of the grads from the first classes. And through Wind Talent, we've been helping some of those people now find their second, third, fourth, fifth job. And seeing the opportunities that they get in South Florida is pretty crazy. We helped place one of our graduates with their signing bonus was their annual was nearly $300,000 a year from a South Florida tech company. And that was just like, when I saw that, I mean, first of all, he almost cried. I almost cried, but it just like, I got floored. It's by no means the normal case, but I mean, to see that 6 years, somebody took a chance, did this course, completely pivoted, and is now making money like that. But more importantly, like managing a team, doing something that they love, you know,
supporting
that was
supporting their family.
Yeah, that was just something where I was like, wow, this is really cool to be a part of this, you know, and just to kind of see it come full circle. So the only thing that I wish is in those early days that there had been more students, because we need more of those senior people now to come back and be hiring more people, right? So it's like, okay, you know, we got to keep training and keep building, and the impact will be really felt over time.
Yeah. One of the unique career progressions that I've kept track of is actually of Tim Reen, who used to work with y'all and was an instructor. And he actually went to go work at RBI. For those listening, that is Restaurant Brands International. Burger King, Popeyes, you know, those type of
salads. Tim Hortons for the Canadians.
Yeah. And I'm a huge baseball fan. So to see that he is working now with the Los Angeles Dodgers leading software application development is so cool. So you know, cool. And these are like some interesting career progressions where Tim started out as a high school teacher and now is leading software applications for one of the largest baseball franchises and one of the most storied in the country. I mean, I would say the world, but you know, yeah, but I don't know how the Dodgers compare other places, but that's still so neat. That said, I want to pivot a conversation really quick to Wind Talent. You know, talking about placing, part of what you guys have done over the last couple of years is also look at not just education, but you know, the talent side of being able to place people at certain companies. Tell us a little bit about that and how that's been going.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's been something that really came out of demand from the companies that we were talking to, you know, and realizing that like, if we could get more systematic about it and really provide companies with the support to connect with mid-level and seniors, we could really bring some value, you know, and in general, like recruiters work a certain way, you know, they try to get a position potentially, and then just try to blanket like, you know, anybody that might fit and see who they can get on the phone and kind of go that way. What we've tried to do is go like candidate first, because it's mostly Wind Coders. So we know a lot about these individuals. We know what they've been doing before they came into the program. We know how they did during the program. We know how their careers kind of progressed. And if we're able to connect that type of story with a position that's open, I think we can bring a lot more value for companies. And many times these Wind Coders who are kind of being placed through the process, they might be kind of inactive or passive candidates where, you know, they might like their job right now, but it might just be time for them to continue learning. Or we might hear through a friend that, you know, they've really like kind of maxed out where they are. So they might not be in the job market. And I think that's where we can bring some value. So it's been really exciting to build that out. And we've had sort of two different ways of doing it. One has been through consulting. So companies can kind of come to us and we'll have somebody on our payroll to help them on certain projects. And we've done projects with CareCloud and with Magic Leap on that basis, which has been really cool. And then the more kind of common way has been through the placement services. So somebody will come to us and be like, you know what, I need a senior developer with 5 years of JavaScript. I need them to be really good in these three things. They're going to be leading a team, so they have to have great sort of communication skills. Who do you have that you could recommend? And that's kind of the way that we've been able to work that. The really cool part is I think there's a lot of schools out there that say like, hey, we'll have lifetime job support. But really that means like maybe you'll get job support on your first job, you know, if they do a good job. But after that, you'd rarely go back to your school for help. With Wind Talent, it's like we're actually proactively reaching out to all our grads to see how they're doing, have those conversations, and then helping them with the second and third job, because it's a win-win. Everybody wins. The company gets the talent they need. The candidate gets the opportunity that they want, and we've been able to build a new kind of business arm around it. So it's been really exciting. I think we're just getting started with that.
And two other things I think that you guys have done an amazing job being proactive about on the education side is you have a rather new partnership with CareerSource. I know you've worked together in the past, but you've also worked a lot on scholarships too. And one of the ones I have written down here is the Women in Tech Scholarship. And you know, you're basically allowing your teachers to educate people almost for free, in some cases completely free, who are willing to take it upon themselves and dedicate their time to learning a new skill. So one, tell us a little bit about the Career Source Partnership, because I know there's some new stuff there. And then a little bit about the scholarships, and most notably the Women in Tech Scholarship.
You want to do Career Source?
Yeah. So, I mean, Career Source has been a great partner. For those that aren't familiar with Career Source, I mean, it's really all about, there's a lot of different parts to Career Source, but the part that applies to us is just allowing people to get retrained who in most cases are unemployed or underemployed, and really giving them the skills to kind of move up in their careers and their lives. So we've had some pretty cool partnerships in the past, and one was a fully women in tech cohort where we were able to teach web development to a group of underserved women that, you know, otherwise would really not have had any access or chance to this, include everything from childcare to transportation to like just building a unique program that was all run by women, women instructors, women guest speakers, women judges. Just really, really amazing program. But more recently, what we're working on now is just seeing what is happening in the US. Unfortunately, the unemployment numbers are staggering. A lot of people are being laid off. People obviously have more time than they normally would at home, you know, and maybe are thinking, you know, especially in South Florida, the reliance on the hospitality industry and jobs that can be really impacted by a situation like this. Maybe it's now is the time to learn, you know, a skill that you can do remotely and work really well. So through Career Source and WinCode's contribution as well, we've done a full scholarship. So people who are eligible for Career Source, and everybody has to kind of go through that process themselves, they can get a $10,000 stipend or scholarship through Career Source, and then WinCode will cover the other $5,000 of our tuition. So it's actually completely free for someone who's eligible to attend the course. And we're really excited about that because I think it's really an opportunity for people to get those skills that will make them more resilient in times like this and maybe not impacted at all, and also have that career growth that we talked about earlier, which we obviously need to see more of in South Florida.
And I think one of the, on the diversity scholarships as well, in addition to Career Source, we, you know, there's that beautiful quote of be the change you want to see. And a diverse tech ecosystem is going to be a competitive advantage for South Florida. Miami, you know, in its natural sense is already so diverse. So it's worth highlighting that and emphasizing it. So our Women in Tech Scholarships, we committed $1.4 million in 2019 over 4 years to get to gender parity across all our programs. And I'm really, I mean, we've seen the number grow and already, I mean, we are on our second cohorts for our immersive programs now. So halfway through for 2020, but already we're at 50% women. And I think that's like a huge milestone.
Yeah.
We went, when we initially launched it, we went from 24 to 31% and now it's 50%. So I hope that's a, you know, it's not the final number for 2020, but that's really promising. And something I talk about a lot is, I mean, a majority, 85% of consumer household purchase decisions are made by women. And since everything is tech enabled, so the people creating, building those products and services, I mean, those products and services are going to be better and stronger with diverse teams because they're more representative of that end user. So that's a really important initiative, something we're super passionate about as a whole team, and so promising to see that. And I think having a diverse tech ecosystem for gender and otherwise is going to be some an element that will keep people in South Florida, will attract people here, will make all the businesses stronger here, more resilient. So very, very promising early trend. Really excited about that.
Yeah, that's awesome. I've seen a lot of educational programs out there before. You know, there's a lot of code schools out there in the United States, but very few have gone to that level of leadership to say, we're going to open the doors at that much. That is awesome. So I want to talk a little bit about you guys as people for a minute. As we're doing this this podcast and this live stream, I know you got two little ones running around there somewhere behind you. You've obviously moved to South Florida, not being from here. You've built a family here. Tell us about that. Tell us about your kids and obviously growing up a family in a new place.
So it's so crazy. I mean, I come from a corporate background and it was so crazy to leave that world, which I also loved, and come down here. And then now just to look back and see, you know, that we call this place our home. And when I think of the 305 or South Florida, I think of us and we. And now we have our first two little Americans, Lucas and Matias. So it's amazing. I mean, I will say as a parent now, education is even more at the forefront of my mind and what that means for him growing up in South Florida. Kids programs are important. You know, we're definitely focused on adult learners, but it's definitely an area where in some way as individuals, I hope you and I hope to have a positive impact for South Florida. And it's still to see what we're going to do, but it's going to be building a great ecosystem will be for the adults and for the kids alike, especially the longer that we're here. I don't know how you feel about that. Yuha wants to start a kid's school, so.
Yeah, well, I thought you did. I think we talked about it every other day. Yeah, but starting to see that side of it. But yeah, I mean, I echo a lot of what Joe has said, but I mean, it really has been kind of like three babies when you include WinCode in that process. But being here is really special for us. Like, I spent a few years in South Florida as a kid when my family lived here, and it just left like an impression on me of a place where I always wanted to come back. And to been able to make that transition and build a life here has just been so fulfilling. I mean, I think we're so lucky to live in a place that's so beautiful. You know, it's so diverse. There's so much energy here. I think there's so much cool stuff going on that, you know, it's really, really special. And I like to kind of think about things like I could choose to live anywhere in the world. And I think everybody has that power, whether or not they really like, you know, take that and say like, yeah, I'm choosing to live here. But I think you do choose where you live. And for us, like, there's nowhere else we'd rather be. I mean, I really can't think of another place that would have all of the things that South Florida does. So I think we're really lucky. And especially at times like this, when, you know, we're stuck at home and, you know, you're not really able to do very many things. The fact that you can go outside and, you know, you can see the sun, and a lot of those things are like the things that sometimes when you're super busy here, you take for granted. You're like living in an office, you know, and you're like, wait, this is why I love this place, you know? So I think it's awesome. And I think the best is still to come for South Florida and for the technology scene.
Just so everyone knows, our family in Finland sent us pictures today from Helsinki, and it was snowing there.
So, yeah, I would have to assume you guys haven't been around snow as much in the last few years as you were growing up.
Yeah, I have a few friends who like really like ski trips. So I've had to do, I think, two ski trips in the 6 years. That's pretty much all the snow I've seen. And I'm very angry about seeing snow whenever I see it. I'm like, guys, this is not as interesting as you think it is when you've had to live through this for your whole life, you know? So yeah. I'm happy with sand. I'll take sand and sunshine any day.
Yeah. I also know you have some family in South Florida as well, I think up near my neck of the woods. So next time you are up here after COVID, I am going to hold you to a coffee or a beer. So nice. just keep that in mind. Speak of family.
Yeah.
So I think I've been trying to ask this question of all of our guests, and I think this would be, you know, with you both really telling, and I think really show your passion, but what do you feel inspires you to do the work that you do?
That's a great question. There's so many things. I mean, we talked a little bit about it already, but when I think about all the people that we've gotten to know and that we work with, from the WinCoders who did our program, who we continue to stay in touch with, who we see continue to exceed and do really awesome stuff, to the organizations and the people who we work with who support us. I've already mentioned, you know, Endeavor, Venture City, like all these guys, EO, like it's just, there are some really awesome people in South Florida, really hardworking, dedicated, persistent. And I feel so fortunate to know those people and work alongside those people, or have, you know, even like, you know, Pilar Guzman of Half Moon Empanadas, who's been amazing. Tonight, we got to connect for Israel a few years ago, the Knight Foundation, and got to know her really well. I mean, it's just, there are great people here, and we're so fortunate. And I, one of the beautiful things about South Florida is, and I say this a lot often, or I say this often and a lot, is it's very supportive and collaborative. And sometimes people say, oh, you know, it's an emerging ecosystem. That's why maybe that's an attribute that won't stay true to South Florida. But in 6 years, it has stayed true. And it is one of the things that has kept us here and kept us motivated and inspired. through everything that we're doing. So the inspiration comes from the people, seeing the WinCoders, what they're able to achieve, being part of a larger community, knowing that we're a piece of a much bigger picture. And it's cool to have an impact.
Yeah, and I think for me, a lot of it is community. You know, it's been really amazing to see the community grow outside of WinCode, but something we didn't really think about as much, which has become a huge part of our lives, and I think for a lot of the WinCoders, is the WinCode community. When you have so many graduates that have gone through the program and helped support each other and help grow, I think that's really amazing. And just kind of helping provide a place where people who are very talented and driven, but, you know, a lot of our students have even gone to college and just don't feel like they have the career that they want to have, or, you know, they're not getting to do the work that they want to do, or they're not being compensated the way they want to be compensated. And to give them a direction and a way to kind of put that potential into action is really cool to see, because what we've seen is that background can be super diverse, but it's that kind of hustle, that drive, that if you have that right environment, people will be able to use that and really kind of make themselves, like, it's not a different person, it's like a better version of themselves, you know, and you can see it, that it was always in them, but they weren't given that outlet, you know, by wherever they were before. So I think that you see it on our team too. It's a lot of people who just feel like, you know, they're more than capable for the opportunity, but for whatever reason, that wasn't happening for them before. So I think that's very motivating. And I think the impact part is really big too, you know, it's just making sure that, you know, every day we sort of do better than we did yesterday, and that we're constantly pushing to exceed expectations. Because I know when we first came here, Joe kind of shared the outlook that people maybe had on South Florida outside of South Florida. And I think part of, like, my mentality has always been the underdog mentality. So I love being in a place where, like, you know, you can work super hard and kind of out of the radar a little bit, under the radar, and then, you know, come through with something really big where people are like, wow, that's impressive. Like, the things that are happening there are real and are lasting and are going to make a difference. So that's kind of what gets me up in the mornings and gets me motivated, and just exceeding the expectations and making sure that we build a better South Florida every day.
And let me ask, after we're all able to go outside again, where is one place you guys are going, or what's one thing that you're doing that you can't wait to get out there and do?
Well, I have two things. I mean, one is Love Life. If you don't know Love Life Cafe in Wynwood, it's the most amazing plant-based restaurant. And we used to eat there every single day. And they are doing free delivery right now, so go for it. But I miss being there and seeing that energy. And I love the founders, Diego and Veronica. So that's one place. And the other is having two little guys, one of which is obsessed with playgrounds. I'm going to be very excited for the playgrounds to be open again, so he can get his energy out there.
Yeah, I think the toughest thing has been, like, Miami Beach built this amazing new playground, like, about 20 minutes from our house, that has, like, pirate ships, and it's the most amazing thing. And it finished during COVID, so it's officially, like, finished but boarded off. And our little guy, like, every day is like, let's walk and just go look at it, you know. So I've been looking at this playground for the last, you know, month and a half, and I can't wait to get him in there. So I think that's going to be amazing. But I think something even really simple is just, like, going back to WinCode. And I think that's something that, like, we need to figure out how that's going to look. I think that it's you know, it's an issue for all businesses and offices, but I think education, like, we're in a unique spot where, especially with a bootcamp style education, I mean, people are with us for 12, 14, 16 hour days sometimes. And it's like, how will that look post COVID? You know, like, what are the best practices for that? You know, and I think as an educator, we're trying to do our research, we're looking at different markets, how people have opened up. But I think it's a really interesting problem, you know, and I think one of the things that we've sort of come to the realization of already is, like, we're just going to make sure that remote is going to be an option forever and for as long as people want to feel comfortable, you know, and then we can kind of scale back up to whatever in-person education looks like after this. But I think it's an interesting thing to think about and kind of work on, because none of us have seen this before.
Yeah. That said, what would you say one call to action, if you had to get down to one, would be for the South Florida tech community?
Getting it down to one is hard, but, you know, I think for the companies out there, it'd be like to hire local. You know, I've said that for years. You know, I think it's really tough for me to see the companies down here that are in the news and are kind of building teams and raising money, but they don't have any technology jobs in South Florida, you know, and one of these days I'm going to like start calling people out, you know, but that's my pet peeve where I'm like, if you're a tech company and you're building stuff here, we have amazing talent, like build your teams here and you're going to be so much more successful. And I think that that's more true now than ever because the talent available is better than it's ever been. So you can't use that as an excuse, you know, to not build locally. And I think the other thing is just for individuals that might be listening that, you know, don't know what to do next. I think one, there isn't a better time to learn because you have time on your hands. The opportunities are there. We're actually doing a free week of class. So if anybody's interested, you can audit the first week of class free of charge and just kind of check out what our remote live program looks like. But however you decide to learn, learn and build up those skills. And the last thing from my side is, you know, it's hard to miss all these messages on LinkedIn about all the amazing startups that have started during crashes and recessions and, you know, depressions. So, you know, if you've been thinking about starting a company, now is the time, you know, and that's the best way to make sure you're employed is if you're your own boss, you know, and I think South Florida is a very entrepreneurial place. Couldn't be a better time right now to like invest that. It's mostly time. It's not even money to just get your company off the ground and start building something cool because we need more good startups and good startup ideas down here.
Yeah. That's too hard to follow up. I mean, I'm just going to second everything you have said.
It was three.
We are celebrating 21 years this year. So I feel like our brain is mushing into being. So well said, Yuha. That's perfect.
Congratulations on 21 years of mushing brains together. That's awesome, though. Congratulations to you. I mean, you got 6 years of WinCode, 21 years together. And I mean, you guys have been leaders in our community for as long as I've been working down here. So thank you so much for joining us today on the podcast. I do want to give a shout out to them again, WinCode Academy. Find it online. Check out some of their programs. They're doing ones for web development, UI, UX, product, and there's some awesome people out there that you probably know if you're in the tech industry who definitely have been through WinCode at one point or another. And of course, if you are interested in being a part of the Palm Beach Tech Association, being a part of our community, we do have memberships at $50 for individuals and for companies starting at $500. So if you're looking for some support, we can help you as an organization or you're just looking to get involved, check that out online. And one last time, thank you to Joe and Yuha for joining us on the podcast today. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks for your leadership and everything.
Oh, thank you for yours. I'm just following good examples over here.
Yeah, it's been incredible.
You guys do an awesome job.
Really great.
We do our best. Thank you guys. Have a good day.
Thanks.
We'd like to thank our producing sponsor, MediaOps. They're the premier global media platform for technical communities with brands such as DevOps.com, Security Boulevard, Container Journal, and Digital Anarchist. DevOps.com, their primary brand, attracts and engages a thriving online community of technology professionals around the world. It is currently the largest collection of original content relating to DevOps on the web today, featuring up to the minute news, highlighted stories, blogs, and much more.